finance bill. Wundanyi MP Danson Washako has opposed the one man one shilling formula of revenue allocation, saying it would lead to marginalization of certain counties in the country. Mwishako said some counties are currently receiving less revenue due to their population, and the one man one shilling formula, if applied, would further marginalize those counties. Some counties like Laikipia, Samburu, Taita Taveta, Lamu and Tana River have low population and receive far much less than other counties, yet they are expected to run efficiently despite the minimal resources, he noted. The MP, who was accompanied by his Machakos Town and Alego Usonga counterparts Caleb Mule and Samuel Atandi, was speaking on Wednesday at Machakos during a public participation exercise for the 2024-2025 finance bill. He called on the Commission of Revenue Allocation, CRA, to revise the current formula for division of revenue to ensure equitable distribution of resources. The current formula is skewed because it gives priority to numbers. We should move away from numbers because some counties that have low population will continue to be marginalized, added the legislator. The sentiments were also echoed by MP Mule, who said all the 290 constituencies should receive the same allocation to ensure fairness in development. Meanwhile, the 2024-2025 finance bill has elicited mixed reactions among residents of Machakos. The residents opposed the introduction of a 2.5% motor vehicle tax and 16% VAT tax on bread. The residents said the move would further hurt Kenyans already suffering due to the high cost of living. This government was elected on a platform of elevating the most vulnerable Kenyans, but with the introduction of new taxes, the same Kenyans will continue to suffer, said Daniel Lau, a resident. Lau said the high cost of living has been exacerbated by the recent floods and asked the parliament to reject the bill. We call on MPs to stand with the electorate who are already suffering from the high cost of living, he said.